Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hello, I'm Max Spelegde.
And I'm Santa Claus.
Oh.
And welcome to the Easter Spotlight.
Oh,
TikTok wasn't working out for us, so we decided to set up our own little business.
We did, and the Christmas Useless Hotline is a place where we help you with your Christmas queries, no matter how weird, disgusting, or embarrassing they are. Do you like how I adapted that to Christmas?
That was really well done.
Thank you.
But it won't always just be us.
That was good.
We may be joined by some guests. In fact, we are. Hey, it's the only reason you clicked on this video.
/podcast. Yeah. Right, George, should we get into it?
Before our
I was going to say celibate, but I meant Christmassy. I don't know why that word popped into my head.
There's nothing more Christmassy than being celibate.
True.
Ask Mary.
Yes. Yeah, throwback. Throwback. Like, comment down below if you remember Mary. She was a real one. How have you been? How are you feeling Christmassy?
No, not particularly.
Not really Christmas vibes going on right here.
No,
either.
I forgot it was a Christmas episode today.
Yeah, yeah, that happens. I feel like the set is very Christmassy and I'm enjoying it a lot. What does your computer say?
Mine says Secret Santa, except there's nothing really secret about this Santa. I'll be completely honest.
Very out and proud.
Oh, yeah, if you're an audio listener, I'm dressed as Santa.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
why everything's so funny so far.
Yes. Hoot and a holler. My computer says I'm upset, and I really like that. And we've got little, what's these called? Stockings.
Stockings, except the ones you usually... They're
yes.
a bit more sexy than that,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, they're not the ones that I would usually wear underneath my clothes on this podcast, but it's still very festive.
Well,
I'm enjoying it a lot.
You don't usually wear clothes accompanied with your stockings, do you?
Well, you might just have to tune in and find out, guys. Yep. That's right.
Keep it Christmassy. Come on.
I also just wanted to say that we still have tickets left for our tour.
Yeah, we
Woo!
Do.
So make sure you get them.
Tell you what, that would be a good Christmas present.
It would indeed. And oh my gosh, George, I've just got a notification from our receptionist that...
Oh, bloody hell, didn't even realize we had one.
Yeah, I know. That Joe and Casper have actually arrived. Christmas has come early. Oh my gosh, right. Come over here.
Yay.
We'll let them in. Come on. Come on, Santa. Come on. Come on, don't come on, Santa. Oh, okay. Get over here, George, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, well, what do you want for Christmas, little boy? I probably should call you of age boy.
I want to get off your lap, first of all. I'm actually really uncomfortable right now. What's that?
Well, it seems like Santa's come twice this year.
Oh, right, okay. Do you know what I really want? I want Joe and Casper for Christmas. Come on in!
Oh, come on in, boys. Woo! I've been told not to do that anymore.
Oh, my God, right. Matt, you get up, yeah.
That was
move.
A lot funnier when
Hello.
We thought about it.
Yeah, it was really upset.
Sorry. Why have you got that on?
Well, you said come dressed up for Christmas, and I didn't have any Christmas stuff, but I did have this, what is this?
Wait, did you actually bring
it's
that?
It's a hat. No, he didn't.
Oh.
George dressed up as me for Halloween, and I wore that in Tokyo Disneyland.
How come you didn't take, you know, I only took off the tag now, so you wore this whole thing without taking off the tag?
Probably, yeah, it was
no,
him.
I did, yeah.
You know what? that's not the weirdest thing Casper's worn in public either. When we lived together, he used to always wear Where's Wally pyjama bottoms, like, yeah, out and about.
Really?
Yeah. Those are standard TK Maxx specials.
Yeah. To the point where they, you know, they start to fade and you can actually see through them.
Oh.
So we had to say
that. Oh yeah, I have should've ones worn those now today. That, well, they basically, they don't only fade, they have holes in them, but the holes always are in like the weirdest places.
Yeah,
the best places.
Yeah.
You know what, make them like that for a reason.
I feel like you need some new pajamas. I'm not gonna lie, that's a bit upsetting.
I actually did get some new ones recently.
Oh, nice. Good.
That's the person who asked right there. Asked about the Christmas.
Yes.
Oh yes.
Well, if you've been a particularly good boy,
have you?
Have I?
Yeah.
Oh, he's used the Una reverse card here.
Santa doesn't normally get asked that question.
It's really freaking me out. When we walked into the studio, everybody, George was just there in front of me, and it scared me so much. And it, I don't know why it's.
And then
really
I put the Santa costume on.
Yeah, I'm not enjoying it.
And then you try to scare me, but I saw you, and I felt really good about it because usually I get pranked quite easily, but this time I outsmarted the prankster.
Well, the prank was we wanted you to find me.
You got pranked. Wait,
someone looks silly.
Before we get started, will you pass me your mugs, please? Yeah. And I'll fill them up with some nice frosted water.
That's the mug I had last time. Are we back? Are we back by popular demand?
Indeed.
Scraping the bottle of the barrel.
Okay, no, right. Yeah.
Back by not much other option.
So, have you already put some in this?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
That's, you can water it down.
Yeah. What is it?
It's Dash water.
Oh.
Go get it at your local Tesco, Sainsbury's, and.
Do you really want me to water it down, or should I just?
Yeah, I'm fine with.
Oh yeah,
just give it back.
I'll just give it back to you. Yeah. This
make sure
mug
you buy
is
it
actually
today, people.
This mug is available to buy on theuselesshotline.com.
What?
Yeah.
This is
the one
genius.
Holding it.
I know.
For the audio listeners, this is a mug.
Just audio listeners.
That's quite funny because that could work for any podcast.
Yeah.
You could just.
Yeah.
Amazing.
We should really like. Copyright that, shouldn't
yeah.
we? That's Casper.
Oh, thank
this
you.
Is so challenging to drink through.
What is
I'm
that?
Reunited with my C unit.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday, mug.
Yeah.
Little C.
So you,
cheers, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Cheers, everybody. Merry
cheers.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
What other products can we launch? Do you have your own Prime?
We have we do not have our own Prime as of yet.
No.
We have our own clothes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
None of us are wearing them today, so that's really good.
No, I am.
Are you?
Yeah, underneath this.
Oh, go on, get it out.
Yeah, we've actually released our new Santa's Christmas wedding line. Everybody? Underneath here somewhere.
Yeah,
I know you're game, Max. Go on, take it off.
Oh,
honestly.
Oh, what? What are you doing? Why did you just do that?
We've got some gifts for you.
Really?
Is that
do
what?
You?
Is that? Yeah, good. It is that.
Really?
I can't lip read very well. We have got gifts for you.
The only gift I was requiring was your guys' presence.
Oh.
And it's exactly what we brought.
That's a double entendre.
Is that really what it is?
Yes.
Sometimes I say stuff like that, but I'm not sure if I'm right.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to pronounce words like that. Like double entendre.
Just being South African, don't worry about it.
Oh my word, this is...
For the audio listeners, they have opened the cabinet and it's very Christmassy.
Now we've got some gifts.
No, let's give them nice.
This is the gift.
Let's give them nice.
I can tell that you really got them with your heart and soul, Joe.
This took us ages to find.
Oh, did it? Yeah. Oh, bless. That's so kind.
We had to find something in your size, eh?
There was
extra large.
There was one left. God. There was one left on the shelf. We had to wrestle a toddler for this.
Wow. So. Okay. Did the toddler win? Yes or no?
Beat me. Casper,
right.
Casper
okay.
then came
Casper
in.
That's how we, yeah, otherwise yeah. we wouldn't yeah. have had these amazing
yeah,
gifts.
Yeah. Right, George.
Strength
I'm
in
your hand in Santa's sack.
Okay.
Go on. No, dig deeper.
Oh! Okay.
You could use that, couldn't you?
Yeah.
You and Andrew. I know how mucky you two are.
That's very nice.
It's so disgusting. Right. Is this... Oh, is this one?
It's a little worm.
What?
Oh, I can't be wearing that. I'm going to look stupid.
Right, I'll put on this apron then.
It's a, yeah.
Oh, go on, what is it?
It's a little pinny. Do you call it a pinny?
Oh, yeah, a little pinny.
What's it between a pinny and an apron?
I don't know, really.
So, can I just say, I pride myself on giving good gifts to people.
Oh, wow, okay.
And so I've never experienced fake pleasure like I have right now.
I was expecting to make it better.
Oh, so would you like to publicly distance yourself?
No, I just want to say something. I did not choose these gifts. Because the way you reacted there was like when someone gives you the shittest pair of socks for Christmas and you have to act like it's an iPhone.
I assume we're doing some sort of baking or something.
I don't know.
No, we're just cooking up a good episode today, aren't we?
I have a feeling this was the only Christmassy thing that somebody could find. Oh, but we love it, so it doesn't matter. Thank you, whoever it was. Thank you, God, Santa.
What's the worst gift you've ever had to pretend to enjoy?
It's not quite a PS5.
Oh my God.
Oh.
So my birthday is right after Christmas. So yeah. Every single year, I kind of get dealt the card that of sucks. Nobody really cares, yeah. Which is nice. And my mum once
blame
got
it on
me
your birthday.
Yeah, my mum once got me a Gino Di Campo pizza making kit when I was like 15.
That's pretty. Mm. That's good.
It's good if you're an adult, not if you're like a kid who wants an iPhone. And I got like literally like some chili flakes and some dough. That's not that good.
I think you need to tap inside and think, what's the problem there? Is actually you.
What? How dare you?
That's just being ungrateful, that is.
Yeah, well, maybe it is. Well, how about
Santa worked really hard with Gino to make that.
It was my birthday, Santa, but you tried. That's right. What about you?
I mean, every gift I get is... No, I shouldn't say this.
Every gift I get is bad.
It's rubbish.
No, so Amber gives me great gifts.
Oh, right, okay. Does she do like personalized ones or like more like, oh wait, didn't you get like a golf cart?
Yeah, so I got, but that was a brand probably gave that to me. Right. Yeah, I get great gifts from brands.
They just know me so well.
So I recently got, my dad recently, I love it actually. I'm very happy because it's from my dad.
Mm. He's
like, if you've ever met my dad, you won't actually get to talk to him because he'll just have his phone out taking photos. He's one of those people who like, just takes photos constantly.
Yeah, I hate those kinds of guys that just walk around with their cameras out.
So annoying.
He took a photo on his phone of a plane and signed it and framed it and gave it to me as a Christmas gift.
That's sweet.
A random plane.
It's very bizarre, but very
it's
nice.
It's like a random plane.
Because if it was like a Virgin Atlantic, then it makes sense. Because
no, it was like
because you're a virgin.
Because you're exactly.
Is that not what you were going for?
No, I think he was going down a sincere route of like your nice friend route. Knows somebody
you're a stinky
who,
virgin.
Like, that's such a good opportunity there, but I could see in your eyes that you were going down an earnest route.
I intentionally teed you up. And
I'm not a fucking virgin.
Sure, Gasper, sure.
And yours?
Santa season.
My worst present. What have I... I'll give out some good bad ones.
Yeah, but he does.
The worst... It's kind of like a jokey one. It's now become like one of my favourite ones, but as a kid... This is like when you want toys. Like, it's all about toys. Nan got me a knitted coat hanger with a little bear on it. She knitted these coat hangers.
Oh, that's...
But I was always taught as a kid to be grateful for whatever you get. So, you know when, like, you overdo it and you're then over-appreciative? So we've got this video somewhere of me going, a coat hanger! And it's really awkward. So everyone in the room knows it was shit.
How would a knitted coat hanger work? I feel like that's a little bit too flaccid, right?
Yeah. It's like, it's got the actual wood underneath it. She knits it around the wood.
That's
sweet.
So she's cheated.
Yeah. So it's like...
coat hanger!
Like, yeah, I was so enthusiastic. Then all the grown-ups were like, oh, bless him, he's really trying.
But maybe I feel like you're the kind of guy who would get, no matter what, you'd be happy with a gift.
I once got I'm happy with anything, you know, everything's a gift.
Life's a gift. Just getting to wake up and see another day and experience this podcast with you two is a gift.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I did once get a few Christmas ago. I got
just completely ignored that. Went back to his story.
No, sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, anyway, carry on, please. Carry on.
We were trying to stop this whole segment.
But no, sorry.
No, I want to hear it. I'm really interested.
Just make sure you get the same energy as I did for the coat hanger. All
right. I'm ready. Right, you ready?
A few Christmases ago, I got Diane a chunk of silicon.
No! Silicon!
Hold on.
That you can squeeze to practice popping spots on.
Yes!
She's a spot popper.
Yes!
She's a spot popper.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I didn't even know that existed.
It does,
not
it does.
Wow.
Apparently it's not really as good as a real thing, but...
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Wow, that's cool.
As what most silicon things aren't.
Yeah.
What about you, George? Any gifts? Does anyone love you in your life and give you a present every now and again?
I can't. No bad gifts come to mind. I used to really dislike a sock.
But now you love socks.
But I've since found use. No, that's disgusting.
Oh my god!
I always lose socks. Man. And so I feel like they're quite useful.
Right.
A good
sock is
good.
This is an actual epidemic that we need to discuss. I don't know if you two experienced this. Where do socks go?
Yeah, okay.
Feet.
On your feet, yeah.
No, but I have a way
what
to
a
fix
stupid
this.
Boy.
Right, go on.
So it doesn't fix the fact that you lose socks, but it minimizes the damage for each sock lost.
Oh, okay.
Make sure you just buy the same socks consistently, always exactly the same ones.
Okay,
so you lose one, it's got its other little friend when you lose another one.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
True.
I like the idea of socks being friends. That's nice. But socks, my socks just disappeared. Sorry, this is not entertaining for the podcast, but I'm just genuinely an adult now.
It's relatable socks.
I wash them in the washing machine and then they just disappear. It pisses me off.
They do, yeah.
You don't do your own washing.
I absolutely do, actually. You don't do your own washing, by the way that you just said that.
I do everyone's washing.
Oh. Yeah.
So ask Amber. Oh. Give her a call if you want.
Oh, okay. That's very sweet of you.
That'll be a good segment for the podcast.
I do your washing, don't I? I am.
Who is it that does your washing? Particularly the socks.
Right, well, anyway, on Christmas, and we've been talking about presents, are there any Christmas traditions that you have always done in your families? Is there anything different that happens in South Africa that we wouldn't know about?
Yeah, there's a lot. So, South Africa... Are you okay?
You're right, Santa.
Oh, Santa's not used to this much hair.
So Santa wouldn't survive
Stop it, you.
Very well in South Africa because it's really hot at Christmas. And just think about it. Do you know why that's the case? I'm going to ask you. Why is it hot?
Because the sun is out.
Sun is closer to South Africa.
Yes,
that's the answer.
Yes, yes. The planet tilts on the world and the moon is over there. Yeah. And it's brighter for longer in the South Africa.
At
sunshine.
Yeah. Someone's been reading Wikipedia. Yeah.
Technically, heating bills are lower. Is that an answer?
Heating bill. That time of the year, heating bills are lower. But then it has winter when we have summer.
No.
Isn't
but
that
how
insane?
Why are they allowed that?
They've just been doing it for thousands
of
years.
No, so that's not okay.
Do you not associate snow with Christmas? Is that
No, that's exactly what I was about to jump into. So when we look at Santa, we think, why is Santa not in some sort of bathing suit? Shorts, Speedo. Something a bit more exciting.
Well, actually, it's funny you say that. Get it off, Santa.
Santa's always been wearing his Speedo. So
we have a tradition of going for a swim on Christmas in the water.
Okay. It's cold there.
It tends to be where most people do it, yeah.
and we do actually still have, to be honest, we still have Santa looks like that. And we have presents.
Oh.
And I think, that's pretty much it, to be honest.
You have a bra?
I mean, we still eat. We do braai, which is like a barbecue. Mm-hmm. We still eat Christmassy food. Mm. And, you know, it's just a great time. I mean, that's all I can say, really. I don't know why I sound like I'm reviewing it.
Do they have turkeys in South Africa?
I believe they must have turkeys.
But they just have like a funny accent when they gobble.
They say like, I like my coffee like this.
Ah, right.
Like, hello, I'm a turkey who loves my coffee in the morning. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
classic South African thing to do.
Yeah. What about you, Joe?
I was a real like Christmas nerd growing up. So me and my sister used to, in September, we used to practice Christmas morning. So we,
that's number one a bit weird, but very nice. We didn't, so that's very cute.
Yeah, we didn't have Christmas stockings. We had pillowcases.
Yeah.
And we'd go and wrap up our own stuff we already had in clothes. Mm. And then we put it in the pillow sacks. And this is in September.
Wild.
Yeah. And we did it till we were like in secondary school at least.
Wow. Were you ever tested?
Yeah, no. You probably should do. but we'd practice when you go, right, we'll go this. So at 4 a.m., we'll wake up, we'll open one present at the end of my bed. Then we'll go into mum and dad's room at 4:15 and we'll open the rest of the presents then. Aww. And now that I'm a bit older, I think we must have been the most irritating children growing up.
Did you say 4 a.m.?
Yeah, we were practicing. Early. Yeah.
That is really interesting. I've never heard anybody do
that. I know.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah. It's definitely not normal.
When did you find out he wasn't real?
Who?
George.
I don't want to say it outright in case someone is listening.
Wait. Are you trying to insinuate that... No, I can't possibly.
No, I'm not. I'm not
look, he's right there. He's right there.
I'm as real as they go.
Yeah, he's real.
Yeah.
But no. When did someone try and lie to you about him?
Ah, right. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I can't remember when I found out. I genuinely can't remember.
I can't either.
I think I mentally, you know, like when something mentally scars you, you sort of erase it from your mind completely. Yeah. I think I did that. But I remember me and you had a real heated debate once a long time ago because you said when you had children, you would never lie to them about Father Christmas. You'd just instantly say he's not real and not celebrating.
Yeah.
That
I was
is
like, you
horrible.
Kind of have to, even though, because technically it is like the biggest lie we're told as a kid.
Yeah. But think how magical it is when you are a kid.
Exactly. So
or
I'm
when
like,
you're a fully grown
teenager.
Do you want
to teach people that lying is
in September?
You want to teach people lying is okay from a young age?
Yes.
Tooth fairy?
Most of my relationships only exist because I lie all the time.
Also, what
is wrong with that?
What if your kids prefer the gifts that Santa got them and he starts being like, oh, Santa knows me well, and not you, and then you're there like,
it's me.
Yeah, I guess you would be a bit jealous of Santa. Yeah. But, I can get that.
I'd make sure Santa gives the shit gifts.
Oh. Like a knitted coat hanger.
Yeah, that'll be easy when they find out. They go, brilliant, none of that anymore.
Oh, bless.
But when I found out he wasn't real, anyway, I don't want
to... I mean, okay, so I just for everyone who watches this, I'm pretty sure knows that Santa's not real.
He's doing the Hey Arthur clenched fist.
I then had to ask whether the Easter Bunny was real and the Tooth Fairy was real. Anyway, right. The fairy was real. You lose all of these characters in your life at once. That's quite traumatic.
Yeah. Mm. And they're like, birthdays aren't real. Like, we're not celebrating yours anymore.
That never happened to me.
Valentine's isn't real. Love doesn't exist.
That never happened to me.
Oh, right. Okay. That's weird.
I mean, just learned about Krampus.
Krampus. Yeah.
Where the fuck did he come from?
We have such a relevant story. So me and George were just on a ski trip.
Right.
It's about Krampus.
Yeah, it's about, no, I'm not even joking. So we get there, it's kind of before ski season starts, so it's quite empty, this like little town that we're in.
Yeah.
And then one day we're putting away our skis and the people that work there are like, oh, just so you know, like today is an annual tradition in our town where hundreds of people dress up as Krampus and like they come and like scare
What's
you.
Krampus?
Krampus is this like big, scary, hairy, like goat evil mask.
Is like cancelled?
Like a goat's like skull.
Yeah, like a hairy horned beast.
Sounds like something that shouldn't exist.
It's horrible. Like it's really genuinely terrifying. Yeah. So we were like, oh, that sounds whatever. Like we'll film it. That'll be great content. And they were like, no, they come up to you and they hurt you. and we were like laughing, whatever. And they were like, seriously, stay inside. They go to the mountains
and find the best sticks for the job to come down and start beating you with them.
Like, real, this is real. Wow. So we're in this town and we find that it's on this day. So then we're going out that night, aren't we? Mm. And they're like, don't go out. Like, if you don't want to get hurt, just like stay indoors.
So they'll beat you with a stick.
Beat you with actual sticks.
And then they were like, oh, what are we doing? Like, is it just okay? It was like they were treating it like the Purge.
Yeah.
How does one sign up to get involved in this?
Well, that's the worst bit. You don't have to. You just dress as the Krampus. And they go, it's one of us.
So I got ready a bit early. We were going for a meal that evening. I got ready a bit early because I wanted to see a Krampus. So yeah. I was like looking outside the hotel, walked to the shop around the corner, and there was this guy. I presume, yeah, it was a guy, wasn't it? Because he took his hat off, helmet, whatever, mask. And then he just starts chasing me down this back alley with a giant stick. Yeah, a bell attached to them so you can hear them coming. It's the most terrifying thing ever. Like, and it's real. I feel like I need to show you.
It sounds like my kind of vibe there. Like, I like all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but they stop whipping your legs and stuff.
I don't think you can say that in 2023.
Yeah, but I think I quite enjoy it. Not the beating part.
Yeah, how much will they beat you?
We didn't get beat, to be fair.
No.
But apparently they just do.
Right.
And you have to just accept it because it's like tradition.
Let me show you this. So I saw it.
Oh my god. Yeah, it's terrifying.
What?
That's me screaming, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know.
It's not my proudest moment. But like there was this girl who was on the trip with us and she had like her legs out because she was wearing a dress. He was whipping her legs hard.
Oh my god.
It's very concerning, yeah. So don't wish for Krampus.
Apparently it was like, used to be neck down and then they started being like, come on guys, this is getting too serious. So they just went for the legs.
Yeah.
Wow. Jeez. If I'm really against headbutt with a stick, my legs.
Posture's getting woke. Just the legs. Well,
bring it back to the good old days. Right, so on Christmas traditions, you guys, I mean, Joe, you're doing Vlogmas this year.
Yeah, attempting. Yeah,
smashing it.
Thank you.
Have you ever completed it fully?
Yes, 1 year when I had my other roommate Byron Langley as a roommate, which is it's the only time I've done it, and it was good fun.
Did you ever do it, Casper?
I was never a vlogger, you know. I always struggled with my own life because I felt it was so boring.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Maybe just like a daily brain freeze. Just really running low on gas. Just get the neighbour in.
Yeah. I'd like to bring brain freeze back for it.
You were ahead of the curve with that. Yeah, everyone's dunking himself in cold water.
You even have an ice bath?
No,
I did when I went on a hockey tour.
Oh, yes, you look like a hobbit.
Are you is this Santa or George?
This is George.
Just picturing Santa on a hockey tour. Going to an ice bath.
No, yeah, we got told to do it. And I wasn't a massive fan. But yeah, it was good fun.
Oh, that's nice, then. That's nice.
What happens in Holland stays in Holland. We'll get there.
You tried. Bless you.
This is so difficult to drink with.
Oh, my gosh. Well, speaking of Christmas traditions and family, congratulations, as everyone's saying to you. You've just become a dunkle. A dunkle. Let's say that.
Little dunkle.
Yeah. Do you think...
A dunkle.
You little dunkle.
Oh, you little dunkle.
Oh, shucks.
Do you think that Zoe will have her kids prepping in September, doing the whole, you know, preparing for Christmas?
I think the now older of the two is pretty much well aware of. I've never met a child so smart. I think she already knows what Christmas is, and she's already like fully integrated into the. She's already practicing. 16. They're already practicing.
Really?
They're already doing the 4 a.m. practices.
Oh,
and she's only two.
That's so adorable.
No, it's very exciting.
Zoe's like, you will wake up at 4 a.m. and you will practice. Joe used to do this.
But no, it's lovely. It's very, very nice. And also still the best job, because I can go around, say hello to them, play, and then hand them back.
I try and go around and play with them, but never get allowed in.
Well, with that attitude, you are.
I'm always like, guys, I want to take some content. We were friends
That's
for a very long
way
time.
Way going wrong.
Sorry, can I come and film your children?
Yeah. Hello, not how are you doing? It's more, can I come around and film your children, please?
I'm a big fan of Otterly.
No, can I come and film the little ones? Please. brain freeze?
That sounds terrifying.
And you would be a dunkle.
Krampus, yeah. Have a stick.
No, I didn't say that. That was Joe.
Oh, gosh. Good that's
times.
So sweet, though.
Let's
it
move on.
It must be so crazy. It must be so crazy seeing, like, your sister looking after human being lives. Like, I can't imagine if my sister ever had kids.
Yeah.
That's a nice way to put it.
This is how civilization has survived for millions of years.
When you think about it, like, that is a wild thing. Like, you two grew up together.
Yeah.
You're unwrapping presents. You've got all... And then all of a sudden, she's looking after kids that will be doing that same thing.
It is. And it also kind of... Because I was very close with my cousins.
Mm.
We were all similar ages. Like, there's only a year between all our cousins. And, like, my cousin was my best mate growing up. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, there's pressure to all to be like, I don't want to leave it too late so that there's a real age gap between... Yeah. Between,
it is
between
so nice
all.
When you get like a family Christmas and all the cousins come over. And
yeah,
you
exactly.
Play with each other.
Exactly.
Like,
you want exactly how you had it, but
Well, what needs to happen is, I mean, this
such a hard time
this comes Christmas. Out. This comes out. Does this come? This either comes out on Christmas Eve. No, this comes out on
the 17th.
Next Sunday.
Yeah.
So,
right. Okay.
Plan.
Yeah.
Diane wins Strictly.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And then you have babies.
Well, let's ask for a Christmas miracle from Santa.
You're really trying to get
is that
this
on the list?
Press.
Yeah. And their first word can be what's it called? The mirror ball. It's not called.
Oh,
the mirror ball.
The glitter ball. Yeah, glitter ball.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So well, I have a question.
First word, Casa Doble.
What's your question, Casper?
Would you be happy that Diane, if she won, it's that she won with someone else other than you?
I think so, because I can't time travel and go back. I think I would rather her still
she
win
can't
it.
Win.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah,
don't win with me.
Good.
Can't win with anyone.
I think they've got a chance. It's my age badly.
Oh,
but I
really
got a
think that they've got a chance.
Yeah.
But every single time I've posted about it, the amount of like Bobby fan pages that have, and they have like tens of thousands of followers themselves.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
I really think they've got a chance.
I mean, you were fully convinced I'd win it.
I put a few thousand pounds on Joe to win.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh. That was a bad evening.
He's not spent a penny on me since.
Yeah. I even convinced Ollie White's girlfriend Evie to do it. And she'd never bet on anything in her life.
Oh.
And this was her first big
She only gambles with her life, not her money. She's very like...
So it was an odd moment for me.
Are you not a keen investor, Gaspar?
Yeah, you're right. I shouldn't talk about my gambling habits strictly. Yeah. No, look, investors like to have a little bit of fun on the side. It's something, you know, a lot of investors play poker.
Ah, okay.
So, you know, it's different.
Do you play poker, Casper?
I do. I played recently. I actually went to this game with this kind of big football agent.
Oh.
And I got there and there were like big football stars at the game.
Yeah, oh. Right.
And
who?
I thought they were going to be... Well, yeah. So there was like Dele Alli was there. It's pretty crazy. Oh. And
they said big.
Yeah.
All right, Santa. Jesus.
There was like a West Ham forward who's pretty good at the moment. Oh. But these are all people who are injured right now, so they have time to play poker.
A few kit men.
And I underestimated them, actually. Mm. They were really good.
Well, I've played with you once.
Yeah.
Played poker with Casper once. And you change. You become very serious. And it got to a point where I felt a bit like I was like the annoying child. And he's like, oh, I really got to explain to you how this works and how that works.
I'm really bad at teaching anyone anything. But what I do when I play poker is I always shuffle my chips. And I just like stare at you.
You're allowed snacks, aren't you? That joke. Don't worry about it. We'll carry on.
Have you never played poker?
I've not. I went to Las Vegas actually recently.
Yeah.
And the woman kept shouting at me because I was just doing everything wrong.
Which
and
woman?
That's
the
what
dealer.
I mean. It's quite, like
the
it's person. Quite a,
yeah, yeah. It's very strict.
There's a. You start off, but then you've got to be good all of a sudden. There's no like. Yeah. Where's the learner leagues of poker?
I didn't really enjoy it. I was the only one who lost all my money straight away, and then everybody else gained a little bit.
So you weren't playing poker that you were gambling?
Yeah, we were doing... Oh, is poker not gambling? I'm very bad at this.
Technically. Yeah. It's gambling. It's gambling. Okay, so some people are professional poker players.
Right, yeah.
Which means they actually make money over the course of the year.
Oh, like it's the job.
Yeah, because they have an edge over other people.
Oh.
And you're playing against other people. Whereas normal gambling, you always are the underdog.
Right. Okay,
and the house always
wins. Like roulette.
Yeah.
Right.
Even though there are some people who are apparently professional gamblers who don't play poker, and I don't understand how that works because you're statistically not able to win.
If you are a professional gambler, comment down below. Let us know how that works. Take a risk.
That's gambler, not ambler. We don't care if you walk.
Ambler?
Have you never heard of an ambler?
I've never heard of an ambler.
No, if you're into your ambling, then you just sort of wander around a bit. Jesus. But hey, if you've got a good ambling story, just drop it below.
Comment down below.
That's amazing.
Comment down below. What are your guys' favourite and least favourite parts of Christmas?
Favourite.
Least favourite is probably the waiting around for presents. Having to pretend you're really happy with your presents.
I hate opening presents in front of people.
Yes,
it's just an unrealistic expectation that every single time, oh my gosh, thank you. And it's just not that great sometimes. Yeah.
I am
never
a giver.
It's never good.
You're a giver.
I am a giver. I hate receiving.
What about Christmas?
Yeah. I'd rather give presents to people than actually receive presents.
I feel you.
Not trying to be like, oh, cause I'm just a nice person.
Sounds like
genuinely because I find it awkward. So I'd often go, oh, thanks for the present. And I'll sort of put it aside. And they're like, oh, we'll open it then.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, are you sure? Because I can't not cringe doing it. No matter what it is. It could be great. Yeah. I can't not
cringe. What would be like the best possible thing someone could buy you this Christmas?
I've got to that age where it is just socks, pants.
so good.
Yeah.
Because
I refuse to buy myself socks.
Yeah, exactly. That's like a weird thing to buy shower yourself. Gels. Yeah. Like things like that.
I like an experience. Like,
really?
I want to be gifted like, oh, we're going to this funky restaurant.
You're going gambling.
Yeah, we're going gambling. get all your money out your bank account.
Said gambling, but all right.
No. Yeah.
What would be your Father Christmas? What would be your favorite gift this season?
I think I'm similar. I enjoy seeing people open the presents I got them more, but then that's me just being the person in the situation going, "Go on, say you like it."
Yeah.
I don't know what my ideal present would
and
be.
And I think when you actually put effort in as well, it's nice to see someone
brand new MacBook Pro.
I mean, would be nice, yeah.
See, do you, right, do you...
Well, if
do
you're
you,
buying, go for it.
Do you see stuff like that as, like, putting effort in because it costs a lot of money? Or would you rather, like, a thing that's more, like the coat hanger?
Yeah.
Like you say, you grow an appreciation for it,
yeah,
whereas you're not going to remember the MacBook.
MacBook or coat hanger? Yeah, you're driving a tough bargain here, Max.
I know what you mean. I do a Secret Santa. I used to do a Secret Santa with my mates from back home every year, like a tradition. And because of all the banter that happens in the group chats, those presents were so much more entertaining and memorable.
But they'd cost
than
like
something.
£5 limit or something like that.
We've got one friend who always packs a lunchbox, even though he's 30, packs a lunchbox, and always has an apple in there, a bottle of squash, like all that kind of
stuff.
He gives
us as a gift.
No, that's what he just does.
He just gave him all lunchboxes.
He doesn't go anywhere without a lunchbox. Okay. So for Christmas, he got given a like an industrial box of apples wrapped up.
Okay.
Like funny things that you sort of play on. I mean, there's a lot more ruder ones, which I won't go into.
I'm not there for comedy. Like,
I don't like to enjoy myself on Christmas.
Like, I think is that everyone should come in together and buy one really good present rather than all this random shit you forget. Do you know what I'm saying? I know it's nice and like let's all appreciate each other. Get me a golf membership.
Alright, Krampus,
the best
calm down.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Like I want something super bit. So that's what we did for Josh. You know Josh Peters, the prankster. So for his 30th birthday, rather than us all getting him lunchboxes and socks, we pulled together and we got him like a significant present, like a golf membership, which is amazing. Okay. And I've never seen the guy cry before.
And he cried.
No, he didn't cry. Oh. I was hoping he was gonna cry.
That was good.
That was a really good joke, but I feel like you didn't mean to do it.
But that's why it was good. I only thought of it when you asked the question.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's so good.
Right, okay, I get what you're saying. I just personally, like, I look back on, like, my family used to do Secret Santa, and we would have a pound limit. And one year, my uncle, back before Crocs were cool, because Crocs are definitely cool now, aren't they, guys? Yeah, yeah. Nod your head.
You've made them cool.
They're really cool. Yeah, I agree. Uncle used to wear them all the time, and we'd be like, what a weirdo, like he's wearing Crocs. So my sister bidded on eBay for a pair of Crocs for a pound, but the woman had accidentally put that you get the full box of 30 Crocs.
Oh my God.
So she got 30 Crocs for a pound.
Wow.
And then we still talk about that to this day. Yeah. Like, that was £1.
You're talking about a good deal.
A good deal is always good.
It's a memory.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's like, yeah, something that lasts with you forever.
Indeed.
Imagine coming downstairs thinking, I've got a pound limit here and you've got a 30 Crocs box.
Yeah. Yeah, they're never going to believe it, are they?
Yeah. That's insane.
She had that goes down in history. Yeah, that's brilliant. It was a historical moment.
Clip that, put it on TikTok. People aren't going to believe this shit.
I think the best bit, though, is for me, is the food.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds cliche, but I mean, it is the time where you can just pig out.
But I'm a bit upset with the food situation because my mom makes great Christmas food, and I put on my Instagram story, and then one of the people in our group chat on WhatsApp takes a photo and said, that looks like cat shit.
Oh, I remember that.
And I was so offended.
Yeah, it was like a nut roast. Like
it was delicious, and then I couldn't look at it the same, and I was like, maybe it does. And I started like questioning my own mother's cooking.
We've not got a turkey this year, we've got butternut squash puree.
Is that what you have?
No, that's just what it looked like.
What's your guys' thoughts on Yorkshire puddings on a Christmas dinner?
Yeah.
I'm for it, but I understand that it's very...
It's not taboo.
Is it controversial?
No, it's
very controversial.
Why?
Because it's not traditional.
No, really? It's not a traditional Christmas dinner item.
There's a traditional Sunday roast.
Yes.
Oh no, I have to. Mm. Yeah, you have to
mean,
Yorkshire.
If it's there, I'm scranning, but I'm not asking for it to be there.
Oh, I'm asking for it to be there.
Contrary I save it till last. I always save the nicest bit till last.
Oh.
And I would save the Yorkshire pudding because then you let this gravy seep into the bottom and it's sort of
soggy,
and it gets
soggy
like
Yorkshire,
soggy and it's.
It's moist. Yeah. And then what about Christmas cake is a bit shit.
I love Christmas cake. See, this is controversial opinion. I love a Christmas cake.
But it's
which one's that? Is that Christmas pudding?
No, it's a Christmas cake.
Oh, I think I don't know the difference. So can you explain?
The one you pour brandy on.
You set on fire.
The one that's like a dome is a pudding. And then a cake is like marzipan, icing, and then fruit cake.
Ooh, I don't like them both.
Oh, okay. Well, wow.
I don't know why. I like tiramisu and creme brulee. And if you're going to do cake, like, get it right.
You hide money in one of them, don't you? You put a coin in there.
That's cool. I like that part.
Yeah, that's cool. But then a bit of a choking hazard.
Put in, like, £1,000 fucking vouchers or something. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sensing a theme here.
A golf membership.
Let's all get together and stick it in there. It's like a form of gambling in a Christmas cake.
Right, okay.
Sort of get a sense of what you think Christmas is all about.
We've got a bit of an addiction
here. From reality
here,
slightly.
Right, well, on that topic, we're going to play a game where we're going to blind rank Christmas dinner items. Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
So we're going to say something and you have like 5 options, but you're not going to know what's going
to
come next.
So you have to
place
rank
them
1 to 5, just guess where you think it should lay.
Love that.
Right, we've actually got, how many do we have? 1, 2, 3,
love that.
4, 5. We have 6.
If Sprout comes up and you put it number 1 because you love the Sprouts the most, you sort of like Sprouts, just know that if you can't then put anything else number 1 category.
Yeah, okay.
So you've got to place it where you think.
You have to be really skillful with your choices. Right.
A blind ranking of Christmas dinner memorabilia. At first, Gravy.
Is it 1 to 10?
1 to 6.
1 to 6. Mm. And 1 being the best.
Yeah. Mm.
I mean, it's a necessity. Mm. It has to be there, but I don't know if it's the best thing in the world. Mm. But would I eat Christmas? Could I just have gravy on its own for Christmas? Probably.
But yeah, say my
it's like a soup.
When we get to like 90 years old, that's what we'll be able to have.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with 2.
Oh.
Do you know what? I was going to say 2 because I'm doing it in my mind of like, how pissed off would I be if the roast came out and that was missing?
Yeah.
If the roast came out and there's no gravy on there, I'd be like, well, Christmas is kind of ruined. So I would probably put it 2, yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
Okay. Can we stick together? Are we doing this as a team or individual?
You can do it as a team. You can go rogue if you want.
Potentially. The second one.
Don't say cat. Is it cat shit? Is cat shit on there? Casper put that number 1.
It's nice.
Second one, carrots.
Yeah.
They do help you see in the dark.
They are good. It's important to have vegetables, but they're not that great either. Depends if they're honey glazed.
Yeah, true.
I think at Christmas, a carrot is always good. Like people, they tend to do a good carrot at Christmas.
Yeah. I hate carrots across the board.
Really?
I can't see in the dark.
But then you're biased because that's what makes your reindeers go.
Yeah.
That is true.
That's what they need
Rudolph
to eat.
Rudolph loves a carrot.
He does. Yeah. He's trying to trick
us. He does. Makes his nose grow.
I'm going to stick a 5 in there.
Don't make anything grow.
What are you saying?
5 out of 6. I feel like we both know what we're going to put last.
Why? I don't know what you think.
I think I'll put carrot at. I could agree on 5.
Let's just go with 5.
All right, 5.
Okay. I love how we're doing this together.
All right. Yeah, 5.
Up next, a golf membership.
Oh, what?
No, we've got roast patates.
Ooh, you see, now we're getting good here. Too.
Yeah. We've already taken 2 with gravy.
Sorry, I meant good as 2-0-0.
Oh.
All right.
See, I don't know what you think, but I think roast potatoes are a little bit overrated.
Depends how they're done.
Although in saying that, I did have some at the weekend that were the best because we put time on them.
Oh,
where's time been my entire life?
Time.
You worked hard on them, or is it
just a bit of both? Yeah. Blood, sweat, and tears.
We put time in and we put time on.
I love rosemary on them.
Oh,
rosemary on a potato.
What's she doing on them?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, I think we should stick a 3 in there.
I was going to say 3.
Yeah, I think 3. It's pretty obvious.
But then we put it as number 1 though.
I think we were aiming for the turkey or the chicken or the meat.
We might fall out there then.
We might get vegans angry with us.
Right, next.
You're not allowed to like meat.
How dare you. Next up, stuffing.
Oh.
Trying to curveball in.
You see, you've already done 2 and 3.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's my bad, Joe. I'm going to let you take over from here.
No, I'm going to ruin it because I would probably put stuffing.
I could go 4.
See, I would be more inclined to put it the other way and borderline 1. I think turkey is overrated. Big time. Mm. It's always dry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just shit.
Why don't we do chicken? This year I'm doing chicken.
I did chicken.
We were like, do you know what? I'm doing chicken.
What
same,
about
it's the same thing.
Beef.
Mm.
Like beef, but yeah.
But pork's
chicken's the same as turkey, except turkeys are more aggressive than chickens.
Yeah.
That is the only difference.
What about that's why they deserve
sashimi?
To die every year on mass.
You never know.
Right, go on, what are you putting?
We're gonna have to put it 4, aren't we?
Because we're saving 1.
We were saying I could
forget stuffing.
Yeah, okay.
So you've got
4.
Oh, Max loves the stuffing.
I really think we should put gravy as 1.
Just ask Andrew.
You've got gravy 2nd.
Yeah.
Roast potatoes 3rd, stuffing 4th, carrots 5th.
Yeah.
So you've got number 1 and number 6 left.
Oh my god.
Oh, that makes
sense. Next up, parsnips.
Thank god.
Oh shit.
We're good, we can stick that in 6.
Are you sure? Because I've got a feeling they've skipped out meat altogether and they're going to say sprouts as the last one. It's either parsnips or sprouts, I'm thinking.
We can't stick parsnips. We can't be here and honest with ourselves and say parsnips are the fucking number 1. I'd rather be forced into that.
Have you ever put like, honey glaze, a little bit of spice?
Look, we have 1
or 6.
Yeah,
we can't put them there. Yeah, 6.
I get you've got some great points, but 6.
Right, George, last one.
Last one.
Imagine that.
Sprouts.
No,
it's pigs in blankets.
Oh, yes. We've done it.
Well done, boys. Well done.
I think you've done that really well.
That is very good.
Is there anything you would have changed?
I
would have put stuffing higher.
So.
I love stuffing. I think
stuffing can go wrong.
I would put it, this is my personal ranking. Roast potatoes.
Number 1.
Stuffing.
Crazy.
Pigs in blankets. Gravy. What was left?
Parsnips,
carrots.
Carrots,
yeah,
lost.
No, that's
Like,
so you're a, you would eat, if you would choose parsnips over carrots without a Christmas meal?
What does that mean?
So if
say that. Can I follow around?
There's space on your plate for one more. No, is it right. Parsnips or carrots?
Parsnips.
No, no. Well, I'm sorry. No, that's not what I meant. Oh. But I appreciate you trying to help.
Oh, like if it wasn't Christmas.
In isolation. In isolation. You went to the supermarket and you had to eat, choose parsnips or carrots. Which one would you pick?
I think I would go with a parsnip.
When do you randomly eat parsnip?
Never. That's but I also never eat carrots.
Okay, fair so, enough. So you hate carrots?
I do.
Okay.
I'm very happy with how we did that.
Yeah? Well done.
That was really good.
That was good.
Nice work, guys.
That's why we work so well as a team.
Yeah. Yes, well done. And lastly, are there any like specific Christmas drinks traditions that you that you have? I feel like you pour very specific drinks. I see you having like bourbon.
Oh yeah, like
that.
A nice little.
Is that like is there a Christmas tradition in your family or anything that you grew up with?
Not really. No, do you know what? I've never done eggnog.
Not me neither. But I feel like that's very common. But yeah. I've never done it.
My stepdad just gets really drunk.
Oh, is that the tradition?
Do you want to talk about it?
And then he threw the Christmas tree on the floor.
I think I've had a sip or two of eggnog.
All right. Okay. What is it? Is it like milky?
A little bit milky, a little bit eggy.
Ooh. So there is egg in it?
I think so.
Mm. See the egg? No, that's
I don't
want
to drink eggs.
Yeah. Never.
No.
I
eggnog's nice.
I think drinks-wise, you always start off with a glass of bubbly.
Oh,
or
yes.
Or Bucks Fizz.
Yes. Bucks Fizz.
Bucks Fizz in the morning. Bit of orange juice, bit of champagne. Yeah. Bucks Fizz. Gets the breakfast going. Yeah. Like just champagne and orange juice. I give it
isn't
a
isn't that
pop.
A mimosa?
Yeah, similar. It kind of is.
So.
No, that's Prosecco and orange juice.
So this is like a proper
this is very fancy. Yeah. It's Christmas time.
Yeah.
A couple of glasses of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of beers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you move on to the spirits later on the night.
Oh,
if you're feeling
if
that
you're
way.
You're getting a bit crazy.
Depends. Little nightcap.
You're a wine drinker?
Yeah.
I've glass become of, a wine drinker.
Glass of wine.
I'm
red.
A red. I'm
red.
Red.
Red at Christmas time.
I've become a red.
Mulled wine. I do like a mulled
wine. Mulled
wine.
Mold
wine. The smell of a mulled wine.
Now we're talking.
Is good.
What
do you like
port?
A mulled wine? No, not pork.
Okay. I feel like I could deal with pork more than wine.
Yeah,
I've got
enough.
Have you ever had mulled wine? I've got into making mulled wine this year.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
How do you make
time.
It?
You get wine.
You
and then you mull it.
And you
like,
you give it short
it
back and sides, but don't cut the back.
I think you put like brandy or something in, and then cinnamon and oranges. I'm probably saying that wrong, but that's what I did, and it tasted all right.
We as a family do snort the port. You put a bit of port on a teaspoon and snort it. That was rugby. Rugby tour. That was rugby tour. I'm getting confused.
Yeah, me and my family.
I can't imagine
get changed in the changing rooms, slap each other. No, that was rugby. Sorry.
I can't imagine Zoe doing
that. That's Krampus running in with a stick. but yeah, no, although I don't really drink as much as I used to.
I'm a sober guy.
I think when I was like a teenager, like 18 years old, I'd be like, oh, let's get wasted on Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas nowadays, I'm like, I'm just sat with my grandma. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't really need to do that. Yeah.
Unless you want to like, drown sorrows. But
exactly, yeah. Well, what are your thoughts?
Go for it, Casper.
What are your thoughts on people who go out on Christmas Eve?
So all my friends used to do that. They used to all go out on Christmas Eve, and I used to think, and they used to sort of boast in the group chat about how hungover they were and get back on it.
That's
my worst.
He's up at 4 a.m. How can he have a hangover?
Yeah,
I'm there ready and raring to go. Mm. Yeah, I don't quite get that. When you're young though, I see the appeal.
Yeah.
But then there's always someone that gets too drunk and gets an injury.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, it gets
you know,
silly.
Imagine such a thing.
It kind of ruins the whole day. So I don't know.
My friends would do the same. They'd be like, oh, we're going out, and every year I would be like, seeing my grandma in the morning.
Yeah.
I want to remember this day. Yeah. I don't want to be like drunk or hungover. That sounds awful.
But then little do you know, your grandma next morning,
she's wasted.
You're like, is that port I can smell on you?
Is that cooking sherry on your breath?
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Snorting the port. Late into the midnight hours.
Yeah, imagine if somebody like got really drunk and then fell off some sort of vehicle and then like ruined loads of people's days. That would be really bad, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's healed.
Well, that sounds very particular.
Well, it's overgrown.
Yeah. Yeah. Mind it well.
Wait, what were you just... You were talking about what happened there?
What? Oh, I think Look. Santa fell off his sleigh.
Oh.
A few weeks ago.
Me and the reindeer.
Oh, yes. A little bit tipsy. Oh, that's why you, are you... Is that why you're
that's
wearing...
That's why his face is all fucked up.
Yeah, I have to wear this. It's like a bandage.
Doctor appointed.
NHS is struggling at the moment.
But you know, luckily it's Christmas, so that's all get away with it.
How was that really sore?
It wasn't really that sore. It was just like numb for a long time.
Yeah.
How did was there, there was a second when you realized it happened? You're like, fuck. You know that it's almost a slow motion second of fuck. Or did it just happen and then you realized it happened after it happened?
Yeah, but he hit the floor, Casper. So I think he realized.
Yeah, I hit
like,
the floor and then I got up and I went.
Sorry. I've never done that.
That just happened.
I reckon
in slow
that was
motion.
When I fell on the floor a minute ago. That must have been it. But
it's been nice. There hasn't been much of a job interview though.
Oh, all
is that not something? Was that not the theme of this podcast?
We've been making notes this whole time.
Well, it was last time, Casper.
Yeah.
Well, we've come back for a trial shift, have we?
Indeed. Yeah. Well, it's funny that you say that because we've actually been taking notes and we've approved of you both so far. So we're willing to give you a trial shift, a Christmas themed trial shift again.
Can I say just before, as it is almost Christmas, can we apply for our Christmas bonus now?
No.
No, that's not how it works.
No. We reviewed your performance throughout the year.
Okay.
I told you not to ask that.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Someone had to.
Yeah. No, we were going to.
I said
but
it was an awkward moment to do it.
We have written down here, one of them has a weird accent, and that's
it's
why.
Wiltshire.
Right, I'm just going to, Casper, if you could actually please just on that call. Oh, wait, actually, wait. Should we do this at the end, actually?
Let's do it now.
Okay, then. Whoa. All right, Santa, jeez. Actually, before
Santa
we get
wants a game.
Before we get into your trial shift,
I
thought that we could play whatever is inside of this.
Okay.
Are you ready?
This tells a lot about a person, actually.
Okay.
When you open your presents at Christmas, do you just rip the paper?
Yes.
I just like you as a person.
I rip
them.
Everything. I just like everything about you.
I would get like ridiculed because when my parents divorced... I'm over it, it's fine. when my parents divorced, they would watch me next to my stepsister, who would like open the wrapping paper, fold it back together, say thank you, and I'd already opened every single present, not said thank you once. I am who I am.
Peel along That's the nice. Seams sort of guy.
Oh,
out,
weirdo.
Place it down.
Do you recycle it for later?
Well, I mean, if I fancy a bit of wrapping paper later, I'll have a little play. But I think we recycle it.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. Right,
pull the damn cracker. Yeah. All right. You ready? 3, 2, 1.
I saw what you did there.
Yeah, he held. You can tell.
Anyway,
I don't know what
he's a present
about.
Ripper, and he also holds a little bit extra of the cracker just so he has to win.
Honestly.
Let's see. So then let's hold the edge. Let's hold the edge.
Casper's got big long fingers, so I'm never going to win this.
Am I?
Okay, we can agree. Are we agreed?
Oh!
Right, this will be embarrassing.
It's getting crazy.
Whoever loses this just has to put one by themselves. And I'm used to that, baby.
Hey! Oh.
Wait, nothing. There's no present in here.
I'll pull one with you.
I never pull.
Come on, you can do this. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1.
Oh, goddamn, break.
Who wins that? Because technically, I still get the satisfaction.
Yeah, there you go.
It.
Yeah.
No one.
I'm
like
smelling it as well.
Were there no prizes?
Oh,
there we go. He's pulled it.
He's I feel like these are a bit cheap.
That smelled cheap.
Yeah.
That's just taken 5 minutes off my life smelling that.
What's everyone's jokes say?
Asbestos.
Right, okay, let's do the Christmas cracker jokes. What is Santa's favourite kind of music? Think about it.
Christmas music?
Think about it really.
Sleigh.
You're thinking too deep. Think really basic. Think of actual genres of music.
Hip hop.
Close.
Rock
around, rocking around the Christmas tree.
No.
Slip slop.
No.
Rock.
Pop.
Come on, you've got this, you've got this, you've got this. Yes.
Rapping paper.
Yes! Rapping music.
Rap music.
Oh, God. Clever. Nice.
Right, what's yours?
What's a snowman's favourite cereal?
Snowflakes.
Frosted flakes. Frosties.
Frosties. Yeah. Hey!
I go non-branded.
I go the little version.
Yeah.
Right, Joel, what's your question?
I don't know. Oh, joke.
Frosty squares. Malted wheats.
Oh.
I like a riddle nowadays.
Mm, me too.
This is not one, though. What does Santa drive when not using his sleigh?
Drive Mrs. Claus Tesla. Crazy.
Very close.
An Audi?
Oh. Not an Audi.
A Ford Escort.
Not a Ford Escort.
He drives everyone.
He drives.
Does he drive?
When drives he, cheer?
Is he, it? What, it's more like what does he ride as well when he's not using a sleigh.
He drives.
Down the fairway, am I right, Casper? Go! Oh. Woo, yeah! There we go.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
He drives the reindeers to safety.
He drives a motor.
Corolla.
Bike.
Motorbike.
Oh, icicle. Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah, that was so bad.
Why not just bicycle?
Motorbicycle. Right, Casper, yours.
I'm upset. Mine's not really a joke.
Oh.
It's kind of sad.
Oh.
Did you hear...
My stepdad drinks at Christmas.
Did you hear about the boy who was scared of Santa?
He died.
What? No, not that dog.
Did you hear about the boy who was scared of Santa?
Krampus came and broke his legs.
He was.
Did you hear about the boy who was scared of Santa? He was
frozen stiff.
Frozen.
Klaus.
That's good.
Thanks. Klaus.
Klaus.
Klaus clown.
Claustrophobic.
Claustrophobic.
Santa Claus.
Is that good?
No, that was actually really bad.
We got another one in here to open.
Oh yeah.
Two more.
Jesus Christ.
Let's do it.
Right, Casper.
Are
you ready? Three, two. Well, right. All right.
Mrs. Claus is away. I pull it by myself.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Here it is.
What do you call an elf that's won the lottery?
An elf.
Bloody lucky, because look at the chances of that are very slim.
Very slim.
Elf.
Elfish.
Selfish.
An elfy wealthy. A wealthy elf.
Wealthy.
Nice!
That's sick. That was sick.
Good in.
I don't know.
Right, yours.
Why did the Christmas baker have smelly hands?
Oh,
didn't wash them.
Yeah, dirty bugger.
Because he needed a poo.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't like that.
Why? That's not even Christmas.
He's a baker and he's wiping his all house with his dirty fingers.
I don't get
it. Is that what that means?
Needed a poo. Kneading when you...
These two didn't even get it. I thought you have smelly hands if you need a poo.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like that.
How does Mrs. Claus keep track of Santa?
Because she's a needy bitch, that one, honestly.
How does Mrs. Claus keep track of Santa?
An Apple tag.
Track of Santa.
GP.
Oh, GP sleigh. No. GP.
GP.
GP. Is it something GP? Tell us.
I'm telling you right now, there is absolutely no way anybody's
map.
Oh,
a map. Need to do a map.
Geography.
Yes, geography. She studied at school. So
she keeps a list.
Checks.
She
it
does.
Twice.
Okay.
She reminds me of it all the time, but it's nothing to do with this.
Right.
Fuck.
She.
Just tell us.
Yeah.
The North. This is awful. Oh. The North Pole's reindeer system. I don't even know what that means.
That is the worst.
Radar.
That's such a stretch.
That's something AI would come up with.
We'd never have got that.
Screw you, Mrs. Claus.
Let's got the bingo in it. We just pulled the crackers.
Are we playing bingo?
Do you mean bingo?
It's Christmas bingo.
We're not playing bingo. Christmas, the least entertaining
Christmas
thing
Christmas
to watch
bloody,
in the world.
Oh, well, I at least want to see what's in there.
Bingo.
Christmas bingo. Oh, God knows.
That's maths. I can't do maths.
Yeah, no, I also can't do maths.
So, one, partridge in a pear tree. Two, dirtle doves. Three, French hens. Four calling birds. I don't know what this is. Yeah.
Five golden rings.
The idea is not just to read the numbers out.
You could start your own kids' like YouTube channel.
Really?
Where you'd like teach them numbers and stuff. Do that again.
Do you just have to like randomise numbers?
I feel like we're not playing this.
Yeah, this is...
I think you cut them up, shuffle them, and you got to pick one out and go, oh, it's number one.
instead of this, how about we dive into your guys' trial shift?
Dilemmas!
Ooh. Yes! Woo-hoo. Are they Let's Christmassy go. Themed?
They yeah. are indeed!
Oh. LFG!
Right. That's Casper, if you could please just send it to print, that would be amazing. On the computer, thank you.
There's bound to be someone that's got a carrot stuck up their arse or something.
Oh, something's happened, surely. Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, if you sent yours in, Max, there is.
Yeah, a parsnip, actually. Remember my ranking,
Oh, yeah. Parsnip first.
Maybe that's why I don't like carrots.
With the skin
actually.
On, pre-peeled.
Yes. Pre-peeled parsnip.
Every lump and bump.
A whole different right, kind okay. of glazing.
Joe, would yeah. you please read...
That just actually come out the printer then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No expense spared.
Isn't it crazy how that mesmerizing is the printer works?
I love that. Yeah. Right, okay. So, hey Max and George.
Hello.
Here is one for you, Kiss.
Oh.
Flirt.
Yeah. Christmas 2018. What a year that was. Oh. For starters, my dad killed the hamster.
Oh, about a nasty bit ago.
Give the poor hamster a heart attack as he's caged on top of the piano.
Oh. Gave. I think she meant gave.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gave the poor hamster a heart attack as the cage was on top of the piano. And to top all this off, after I spent 30 minutes crying to myself in my room at my big age of 16, I then fell through the ceiling of the bathroom and landed smack bang into the living room in front of my whole family, half naked, as I was going for a shower.
Oh, thank God it was a shower.
Yeah, imagine so upset about the hamster just stripped off, only half her clothes. Ended my Christmas day with four broken ribs and two broken ankles. What? Like you can get three more than two.
I feel like the hamster was unnecessary in that equation.
Yeah, I feel like falling through the ceiling is a lot worse.
And a lovely long 15 hours in A&E. P.S. Love you guys. See you in London, May the 18th. Love, Jordan.
Oh, tour get tickets. Promo. Get them tickets,
get
baby.
Get your tickets.
Pop your clothes on if you're coming to London.
Yes, I
have, please. Have you seen or discussed previously about this whole hamster thing? About apparently like hamsters...
No, none of them die normally.
They're not actually dead.
They hibernate.
Yeah.
Hibernate. I don't know why I said it
they're
like
they're hibernate. Right. You're right.
No, they all just die hibernate. In weird ways. Has anyone ever hamster before?
No.
Yes.
This is why I can't get emotional over it because I've never had a pet like that.
Oh, so no, I didn't get a share.
How did your hamster die?
Well, I don't know if mine is dead or not. Actually.
When did you have it?
I had it in university and then my friendship group fell out and then one girl who I don't speak to anymore has the hamster. So it could still be with us. We don't know.
It's not, I was going to say it's a human being, it's a hamster.
It's a sentient.
I know it's alive. That's
Does it have a name?
Yes, it was called Hammy.
So, imagine Hammy knew you called it on your podcast.
Do you know what I want to know though? Hammy. Where is she living if she's fallen through the ceiling of her bathroom?
And how much did she eat for Christmas dinner?
That's what I mean. Yeah.
She must have had a hefty
I'm not
amount
getting cancelled for
to
Christmas.
The point where the floorboards weren't used to the weight.
But I think, surely, like maybe... How do you fall through a bathroom floor?
I've seen it happen only on like TikToks where they can see like a little crack in the ceiling of like the living room or whatever and then one day it just collapses. Yeah.
Is it weird that I kind of want to experience what it's like to fall through the floor? Because they never really like...
Yeah, that
is they didn't really hurt themselves by four broken ribs.
I thought that would be an enjoyable experience.
Yeah. Do you want four broken ribs?
No, I don't want that bit, but I just want to see. Because you see, it happens quite a lot. But I just want to think...
Also, I feel like I'd be able to firm the fall through the floor. I don't think that seems like too many things broken for me.
Yeah.
What would you prefer? Falling through the floor or having the floor fall on you?
Falling through the floor.
Yeah.
What would you like? Just fall through the floor or definite head trauma?
Or a dead hamster. Process.
Right, so what advice do we have for this person? I guess, they've recovered, but I guess what advice would we give them if retrospectively?
My advice would be to go to wherever you buried your hamster and dig up just a check because it may still have been be alive.
Maybe all the hamsters that have been unfairly buried have started an underground hamster society.
I've heard about this.
Have you? Yeah. Oh my gosh,
an
you
uprising.
Heard about it in a polka, didn't you? Yeah.
An uprising.
I bet you did.
A hamster uprising.
That's something to think about.
Mine hung itself.
Oh, okay.
That's a true story.
I didn't hear about that.
That's not very Christmassy.
Yeah, so we had a hamster, evidently.
Oh, right, yeah.
And it, in its cage, there was a second floor that was like clipped on.
Mm.
So, like, onto the railings of the cage. There was a little ramp. We weren't savages. We let it get upstairs.
Yeah, of course.
Didn't fall through it, but there was still a second floor. I say he, as it was, you know, I remember him as a sentient being.
Yes.
His name was Gromit. It was Albino.
Oh,
really relevant, but, you know, just adds. adds a bit more powerful.
Yeah.
So he sort of tried to make his way through the side of the floor instead of using the ramp. He was an idiot. I didn't say he was a clever hamster.
Yeah, what a moron.
He tried to make his way through the side of the floor, but did it next to where the door was, slipped, caught his leg in the cage. Sorry, I'm not getting emotional. I've just got hair in my eye. And
it's all right, Santa.
And then he was just hanging by his leg all night, and we thought he was just having a whale of a time on the wheel. Come downstairs. He's not. He's just bashing. I'm pretty sure my dad came down and said he heard him go, help, help.
Oh, it's squeaking.
No, yeah, and it was just like banging at the thing. And then my dad like unhooked him, obviously, and then snapped a lollipop stick in half, wrapped it around his leg, gave him a little splint, and then woke up the next day and he was just rigor mortised in his... in his hay.
Wow.
Before the end, it was sound like the start of like a Pixar movie or something.
Yeah.
I can imagine that.
And then he learned to cook.
Yeah.
And then he moved to France, and then that was Ratatouille.
Yeah.
Except mine didn't really end that way. My dad just came in when I was playing Uncharted and was like, oh, hamster's dead. I'm like, oh, no. And then he lobbed him in the wheelie bin.
You see, that should be, how is that allowed that we can treat our hamsters like that? But
we
not
didn't
our
treat him anyway. We gave him a 2-story pad, and he decided to sort of start like scaling up the side of it.
Yeah. If you're chucking a dead hamster in a wheelie bin, are you taking a few steps back and actually trying to like dunk it, like, or is it more of a
drain it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, would
Colby.
You? Would you?
I feel like I'd use it as an opportunity to improve my throwing skills. I feel like, you know, you've got to take these opportunities in life when and where you can.
We've been through 20 hamsters just for that reason.
Yeah, we have.
God, we painted a target on the back of the bin lid.
Like the McDonald's bins.
So it hits the bin lid comes down.
Oh, no.
Peter, that is a lie. I just want to...
Drained it.
Who's Peter?
Peter.
Perfect, Peter.
Peter.
Sorry, Pete. Don't worry. So I feel like we've given great advice there.
Well, we've given advice.
Yeah.
There's nothing we can say about the falling through the floor.
Look, I'm sure they understand. I don't think it was like a... Well, that's embarrassing. It was more like a, oh, is she okay?
Yeah, it's a good story, though. So thank you, Jordan. That is a great, really, really good story.
Thanks,
Jordan. And sorry to hear about the hamster, but my advice would be, just maybe dig it up.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
It's
dead now, though, isn't it, regardless?
It's a nice way to go, though. Like, just music's the killer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It could have been Jordan's dad. Could have been Hans Zimmer.
Hans Zimmer.
He could have had the first hamster.
That's a great hamster name.
That could have been the very first preview of
Zimmer.
One of his tunes.
Wow. Okay.
Great dialogue.
Right, okay, we've got one more, so we can all redeem ourselves from that.
Thank God, this is sweaty as hell. Should not have worn those leather briefs.
it's the apron. It's topping it all off as well. That extra layer of the apron.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, who wants to
read
this?
I'm going to give it
a
go. There you go.
I'm going to give it a go.
Give it to bloody South Africa.
Hi, Max and George. I've kept this secret from my family for years, but I think now is the right time to speak up, as I need advice on what to do about it.
Ooh.
Every year, my grandmother makes the Christmas dinner for my family and I, and everyone insists that she is always the one to make it because she does it the best. Every year, everyone raves about the stuffing and how it's the best part of the meal.
Ooh.
We have even invited family friends over on some occasion solely to try the stuffing. However, about 3 years ago, I went into the kitchen to grab a drink while everybody was watching television, and I saw the dog up on the countertop, licking the stuffing for about 2 minutes straight. Who knows how long he had been doing it before I even noticed. I didn't have the heart to tell anybody, especially not my grandmother. So kept quiet and hoped nobody would ever notice. I had completely forgotten forgotten about this.
All is forgiven.
Until the next Christmas, when the exact same thing happened again.
Oh, God.
No.
Ironically, I hope this is ironic. Ironically, people still raved about the stuffing and even commented on how it tasted even better than before and was slightly moist.
Oh.
I need help. Do I tell my grandmother that the dog has been messing with her Christmas dinner? Or do I spare my family the disgust and keep it to myself if it happens again this year?
Wow.
Help. Many thanks, Evie. Please help me. I don't know what to do.
Age 7. The deep South African accent.
Wow. I do feel like it's a South African story.
Yeah, that sounded very South African when you said it. Yeah,
yeah, I don't know why.
So what do you think she thinks?
Well, I mean, it sounds like...
Why are you crying?
They were...
this is a very emotional tale, I'll have you know.
Sounds like they were into taxidermy.
Taxidermy?
Doggy stuffing.
Oh. We had a great time. I don't get it.
It's upsetting.
Don't worry, you have to be an intellect to understand that one.
Right, okay.
Are you guys
How
into
do we feel about people who let the dogs lick their faces, first of all?
So that's okay, that's completely fine.
I've got a thing where, as a kid, I had a friend who... I've got a phobia. I can't eat around people's houses that have dogs.
Oh,
I'm quite funny about eating around their houses because... Mm. When I was younger, I knew someone who, when they finished eating the dinner, they let the dog lick the plate.
Oh.
And it sort of had it scarred me. So now if someone's got dogs in their house, I get a little bit funny about eating from their cutlery or plates, because I just never know if the dog's been licking the plate.
Well, hopefully they washed it afterwards.
But even so, it's just knowing that a dog's licked a plate, just for me.
What would you prefer,
love dogs,
a human
but
licking the plate or a dog?
I'll preferably neither.
Would you answer this? Would you rather get with a dog or a human?
Yeah, I mean, depends. depends on the human.
Same thing.
Depends on the human. But I think what I would say is that dogs do from time to time eat shit. Like, and
they both
flick their asses. I've seen my dog eat shit.
Yeah.
It's
a Christmas tradition.
Where does it rank on the scale?
Probably about a strong 4.
Yeah.
Right
between the parsnips and
carrots still at the bottom. I think I would be very upset. I feel the same way about dogs who like shed a lot. I'm like, there's death or hair in this meal. I can't really deal with that. Mm. And I feel like stuffing for me is a very important part of a Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
And if some dog was licking it left, down, upright, down, sideways, up, down, everywhere.
100%.
I'd be very upset.
I have an idea for Evie. I think don't tell them about the past, because that's happened.
Yes. Tell them about the present.
Yeah. So if you see it, maybe get there early and just monitor it and make sure
Film
it doesn't happen
dog.
Again.
Just occupy the dog while dinner's being made.
Give the dog something else to lick whilst the dinner's being made.
Like shit.
Oh, yeah.
Show him a real moist stuffing.
Oh,
no. That's not what you're doing to
them. No, it's not.
I think they're a family of wrong-uns.
Yeah.
That's very anti-South African.
Because you shouldn't... I think the more moist stuffing is, that's... the worst is
that's
you
then
want
slop
it dry on the out. You want it like little like
I'll be honest.
The
I added the moist.
I bet you did. You lick stuffing, dog.
Okay,
you.
I retract my statement about being wrong. And apologies.
Oh my god.
I don't know why. I just felt like it sounded good to say moist.
Yeah, I feel like. Do you know what? You need to tell your grandma. At the end of the day, she's getting all the praise, and it's really the dog's saliva that's the secret ingredient. She doesn't deserve it. Bring that bitch down.
Yeah.
Pardon the pun.
Mm-hmm. Knock it down a peg or two.
Yes.
Maybe
Maybe
you try.
Double entendre. Look at me.
You try a sample of dog licked stuffing and non dog licked stuffing. And if it really is the secret ingredient,
start bottling it. Sell it. Yeah. Sell that stuffing.
Yeah. Sounds like a YouTube video.
Yeah.
Is it cake? Has it been licked by a dog?
I like it.
Real
okay,
dog.
Yeah. So in conclusion, you have a very weird family, and please never write into the podcast again. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Right. George, what do you think? Do you think that Joe and Casper did a good job this year, or do you think that it was similar to last year where it was quite disappointing, really?
You know, I'm all for being festive and having, you know, spreading a bit of festive cheer.
Makes sense.
So I guess we'll have to do it next week, because this was shit, wasn't it?
Oh. Okay. Well, I would like to say thank you so much for both of you coming to spread some Christmas cheer to the Useless Hotline.
Pleasure. Oh. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to you. And to one and all.
And
to all a good night.
Yes. And to all, buy tickets to our tour.
Oh, yes, please.
And write into our podcast and like and do the thing. Wait, last time you both did your YouTube sign outs.
Oh,
can you do it again,
please?
Oh, yeah,
please? Didn't we?
Do you remember what it is?
What's my YouTube sign out?
Bye, my name's Casper Lee.
I had a hello. Hi, my name is Casper Lee.
Yeah, just
bye.
Bye, my name's Casper Lee.
Bye.
That's it for this week. But I'll see you next week with another Suck Sunday special.
Yeah. Oh, right. Can you say it into the camera, please? That one.
That's it for this week. Thanks for watching. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, give it a thumbs up, subscribe, and all that kind of stuff. And I'll see you next week with another Suck Sunday special.
Oh, that was quick. That was great.
That was JoJo Siwa-esque.
Yeah, really fast. Very good.
Casper, you're up. Come on.
You still got it.
Whoa. Is that time again, guys? I don't have yet. I don't think anyone made it to the end of the video, so I'm talking to myself.
Yeah, how Christmassy. What do they do if they liked this video, George?
Well, if you are watching and you liked it, give it a like, subscribe, ring our notification bell so you're notified every time that we upload if you're listening.
Give us a 5-star rating, download us, you can listen to us on the go. And Max, how do they send in a dilemma?
If you would like to send in a dilemma, please do so via our email, theuselesshotlinepodcast@gmail.com, and follow us on all socials, check out our clothing line, check out our merch, and oh my gosh, Santa!
Oh, you look good.
Santa, you've disrobed. Wait, it was George all along.
I wouldn't have gotten away with it.
I wouldn't have gotten away with it too. No. Wow. Santa, you look sweaty and unkept. That's crazy.
Well, there you go. Underneath, I was dressed up as Max Belegdi, everyone. Hey!
Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, John Casper. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Invite us back. Jingle your bell. Jingle your bell.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.